First off, I'd like to really recognize Thomas and Nick Polk for all the draft picks being signed here, ready to go. Man, does that mean a lot. And second, man, it was awesome to be out on the field again with the players. That's when I'm at my happiest, all right, out coaching and helping develop these guys. So today was our first chance to get a look at a lot of them and see what they can do. We'll move some positions around even a little bit tomorrow to see what else they can do. I was pleased with the effort, you know, for the most part, and saw a lot of guys in some different spaces. And as we're getting ready to go into tomorrow, like I said, we'll move some guys around. So with that, I'll be glad to open it up to your questions. I'll start from this side, and we'll work it all the way around. Not everybody at once. Well, what I was looking, I told him earlier with Tay, I said, man, we were really looking to see you communicate, you know, as a middle field safety. And that part of that job, he came through. You know, I was really looking for that. I knew the speed would be there, the breaks on the ball. So that was the first part of the line of defense, at playing free safety. Could he help direct everything? He did a good job with that to start it off.
What impressed you with Duke when he was coming out of LSU and for you guys to get him where you did?
A number of things impressed me. I'd say the speed that he played with was number one. I thought he was a very physical player. The way we're going to try to feature him as a linebacker, where we can cover him up and let him try to run sideline to sideline. I was anxious to see him with Keith Armstrong today and see, you know, is there a role on teams with that kind of speed. Last night I sensed he was a guy who's ready to go for it. You know, in the meetings you could tell when a player has that look, he is a competitor. So I think it was the toughness and then the on-field play speed that seemed like it would be such a natural fit for how we play. I'd say there's definitely similarities because the size is similar. Dion's a little smaller than Duke. I would say Dion's faster. But as we get into them, we'll find what they both can do, and it'll be anxious to throw this mix in together. Our linebackers are going to be able to run. That showed today, not just with him, but with the other guys that we added as well.
Coach, I think last year Dion and Keanu kind of came in kind of quiet guys, but you get a guy like Tack with a big personality. Seems like Duke has a big personality. A little bit different this year with the guys you picked up?
We haven't experienced that yet in terms of any thing other than just wanting to be a real part of the team. Both guys are wanting to show their intent to their new teammates of how hard they can go. So we get a chance to see it for Duke. We won't until training camp with Tack. But I was impressed, you know, just talking to the training staff. You know, he's going to put it in on the side, much like some of the other guys. So he'll, you know, be under the same guidelines that we're doing with Trufant and Claiborne, Julio, the guys who are getting up to speed leading up to camp.
Coach, what type of message does it send to these guys, particularly the undrafted guys, when they know of a C.J. Goodwin, guys that were able to make the roster last year, knowing that they're not just out here as bodies, but they actually have a chance?
Yeah, we told them success is a choice, and how hard do you want to go after it? And at the end of the year, we started five rookies at tight end, at nickel, linebacker spots, and it doesn't matter how they got their butts into that room, here on a tryout, here as a, you know, undrafted free agent or a draft pick. We're looking for great competitors and guys who want to totally buy into the team concept that's a part of our locker room, of our team. So we were trying to give them the answers to the test last night and said, this is exactly what we're looking for, and now can you make that come up to life out on the practice field? So I thought it was a good first step for them. I would imagine they would be encouraged knowing that the best guy is going to play. And having that battle, that competition being the central theme of what we do, it's a lot easier to sell knowing that, like, that's the facts. And our team knows that as well.
What was Tack able to do off to the side, and how do you plan to keep him ingrained even though he's not able to be out there with you guys right now?
The on-field portion will be strictly rehab and running. So it won't be any drill work because he's here for a short time. So the work that he's going to do here is strength, conditioning, rehab. And then he's actually done after our mini camp is. So UCLA is part of the quarter system. So much like Austin Hooper was last year, he falls under different guidelines regarding that. So he'll get all the work we can here, you know, up to the guidelines allow in the classroom and as part of the rehab.
Your first year here, there was a big focus for your offensive line to get accustomed to running
and yep.
Conditioning. Same process here with these guys?
Yeah, and I think they have a clear vision of what that should look like. over the last couple of years of the style we've played. So when we had a chance to draft guys and we had a chance to sign them as free agents, we could clearly tell them how their skill set would fit into our system. It wasn't necessarily a leap of faith to say this is how we're going to play. Now we're able to clearly demonstrate this is, you know, the way that we play, and here's the film to show it. So if you come here, you better be accustomed to run. And most of the guys who came in today, you could see that. It's a pretty common move that guys have done through the years, where some of the best players are playing left tackle or right tackle, where he's done that. He had very good questions as far as football IQ goes. What if this look happens? So he was ready to go to the next level on some things last night and today that I was encouraged by. So he was another one that came in with the intent of how hard he could go for it. So I was very encouraged by him today.
What did you see out of the kid out of Georgia, Quincy, and I don't know how to say his last name.
Yeah, basically, when we're playing at safety, what are we looking for? Ability to play man-to-man, and can you do it on tight end? Could you do it on a receiver or a back? And then at our safety position, we play a lot of three deep. How can we feature that player, the quickness to close onto people? So we put him in a little bit of middle field at the end, but honestly, today was a chance to get him to see it running, the evaluation of covering man-to-man, and how quickly a guy can close when we're playing zone.
Last question.
Yeah, we got some UGA guys, and although Scantling played in Jacksonville, you know, had a fantastic track career there. I think overall there's 12, maybe Georgia guys here. It kind of shows the hotbed of where we're at as far as the UGA goes, and Scantling in particular. For him, that he had a nice catch on a deep one. I went, that's how you do it. So it looked like he didn't lose a beat on that particular play. There's tons for him to learn, and we're just scratching the surface to see what could be there. And so we were pleased as we got started on his first day.